Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity that I have to be able to be on the radio today and to preach God's Word. His Word is precious to me. I tell you, if you're saved, it's precious to you. I tell you, you love the Word of God. You've been born of the Word of God. And I tell you, it's nothing like being saved. I tell you, having the witness on the inside and being made free and set free by the Son. I tell you, the Lord Jesus will set you free. He'll make you free indeed. The Bible tells us that when you're saved, He cleanses you. He forgives you. You once was enslaved to sin. And I tell you, was in the bondage of sin. But He quickened you. He made you alive. The Bible said in Ephesians 2, ye who were dead in trespasses and sin, He had quickened and made alive. And He has made you alive. He's brought you up out of the quagmire of sin and gave you a new life, a new heart, a new beginning. I tell you, the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new to him. When you get saved, it's new. I tell you, you've been made brand new. I tell you, He gives you a new heart. He does operation of faith and labor of love in your heart and your life. I tell you, He cuts out the heart of stone, puts a heart of flesh there, puts His Holy Spirit inside you. He baptizes you into His body, and you are a new creature. You are a son of God. I tell you, I've been adopted into the family and the household of God. I tell you, I'm not a Jew by nature, by flesh, but I tell you, I'm a Jew, a spiritual Jew, because of the fact that God has chosen me. The Bible said that the Lord chooses us. The Bible said a soldier, if any man be a soldier, He talked about that He basically chose you to be a soldier and to fight a good fight and to run a good race, and we're to do all the stand that we might stand against the wiles of the devil. I tell you, the devil's good. He knows what he's doing. He has his fiery darts. And I tell you, even while I'm preaching, even when I'm trying to preach on the radio, the old devil's trying to throw darts. I tell you, he tries to throw things in my mind to distract me, to hinder me. But I know it's the devil, but I know the Lord. And I know He has all power in heaven and earth. And I know that He's able, and He does. He rebukes the devil. The Bible said if we resist the devil and rebuke the devil, he shall flee from us. We got to know that we can't. We're no match for the devil. But by faith we can. By faith we stand and we believe God. We know He is going to take care of the situation. And so when we cast those thoughts down and when the fiery darts come, we cast it down. What we do, we put our shield of faith up that it may combat all that. It would protect us and protect our minds and protect our heart, the shield. And then, of course, the helmet of salvation protects our minds. And we have the armor of God. And the Bible said we're to put on the whole armor of God. We have everything we need to protect ourselves. And we don't have, I don't read anything where it talks about the armor for the back because, you know, we're not to run. We're not to turn our backs and run. But we're to run toward. We're to fight a good fight. We're to stay in there. We're to stay in the midst of the fire. And we're to do all the stand. We're to do what God wants us to do. And then God makes us a vessel for the finer. If we get down into the fire, I tell you, when the precious things, the gold and the silver and those type of things, when fire's put to it, it purifies it. It makes it known what it's real, that it's real, that it's not some kind of fake stuff that just burns up. But it's not like wood, hay, and stubble, but it's something that is more pure when it's done, when the fire gets done with it. And that's what the Lord wants to do to His people. He wants us to bring us through the fire. He wants us to be more, a vessel to the finer. I mean, a fine vessel, a shining vessel. We're to glorify Him, and we're to be a good representative of Him, and we're to just fight a good fight. It's not easy, but it's a good way. It's the only way. It's the life of a Christian. I tell you, it's a defeated life any other way. You live for sin, and you live for the devil. That's all it is. It's a life of sin. It's disappointments. It's nothing that's going to satisfy you. It's nothing in the world that will take away the longing and the emptiness that you have on the inside. I tell you, there's nothing in the world that can do that. There's nothing that you can partake of. There's nothing that you can buy, that you can obtain, that you would make you happy. That's not what makes you happy. And some people try it. I mean, people do it all the time. And I tell you, they get money. They work hard or somehow maybe inheritance, and they'll buy a home they've always wanted. Or they'll have a several cars, or they have that car that they always dreamed about, or they'll have whatever it might be, some kind of title of a job or what have you. They've grown up the ladder and they've reached the top and so forth. They're being a professional ball player and those type of things. But those things do not make them happy. We can see, we watch, and you know they're not happy. I tell you, the only way to be happy is in Jesus. You got to have your sins forgiven. Man the man failed to sin in the beginning, and there's a curse of death upon man. And the only way you're going to have real joy and peace is through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I tell you, when we were born in sin and shape of iniquity, we go forth and speak in lies. We are a sinner, and I tell you, we're lost and hell bound. I tell you, the only hope we have to get to heaven, the only hope we have to have life, is come to the one that gives life. Come to the one that died for sin. Died for your sin. He died for my sin. The Bible said, on the tree, he tasted of death for every man. Now, he died in flesh. He didn't die as spiritually. He died in the flesh. His body died, but he didn't. He said, I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it up. And that's exactly what he did. No one could take his life. No one could have killed his flesh. I tell you like that. But he gave his flesh. He gave his life. He become a sacrifice for your sin and my sin. He shed his blood, I tell you, that we might be able to be justified in the sight of God. The Lord, we're justified by the blood of his Son. And his Son died an awful death. He died. He got into a human body. God got in man. He got into man. The Bible tells us that. His seed, the Lord placed within the womb of a virgin and brought forth the Son of God. He is the Son of God. He brought it forth. And he came to bleed, suffer, and die. He come that he may taste death for every man. Every man has a sense of death. But I tell you, he can quicken you and he will make you alive if you'll trust him as your Lord and Savior today. The Bible said you'll never have to die. You'll never see death. He said, believest thou this? He's talking about the spirit of you. You'll never die. Those that die without Christ will die forever in eternity. They will die, the Bible said. The worm will never die. They'll have remembrance, no doubt, of all that they should have done and could have done. But there they forsook. They rejected the Son of God. And the Bible said that they'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth for eternity. They'll die for eternal death. But we that are saved are going to live eternal. We're going to live eternal. He gives us eternal life. I already have it. He's already given me eternal life. If you're saved, he's already gave it to you. I tell you, it's already settled in heaven. And nothing can change that. I tell you, you can fall to sin. You can make mistakes. And I tell you, you ought not to do it. If it's willful acts of sin, I tell you, God's going to deal with you. He's going to whip his children. He's going to chasten them. Because he don't want us to be conformed to the world. But we have no desire to live in the world. We have no desire to run after sin. But if you run after sin and you stay in sin, more likely you're not saved. Because the real born-again believer does not want to be in sin. They don't want to live in sin. They don't want to live in the pig pen. They want to live for God. They want to love God. They want to read their Bible. They love the Word of God. They want to pray. They want to please God when you say it. He puts that desire in you. And I tell you, if you don't have that desire, if you don't have that longing to get back and get your heart right with God, then more likely you need to get saved. You need to get born again. You need to have a personal experience in grace because of the fact you just might have been counterfeited. I tell you, the devil's the counterfeiter. He's the one. He's the thief. He's the robber that comes forward making himself that he's the shepherd of the sheep. But he's not. He's a hireling. He's the devil. He's the one that don't really care. He's the one that will just, he's going to take you so down to hell with him. He's the one that destroys. And he also has his ministers that's transformed themselves as ministers of light. And they're standing in the pulpit with a Bible, the King James Bible, some of them revised and so forth, what have you. But they're in the pulpits today and they're preaching the word, but they're not of God. There's no spirit in them. The Holy Spirit's not using them. They know how to quote the scripture. They know how to memorize the scripture. They know how to pattern themselves after someone that's real. They are professional mockers, the Bible said. And so the devil has his ministers out there to deceive. They're hirelings. And they'll, I tell you, you take a lot of these pastors' money and take their salary, they will leave. They won't love the sheep. They don't love the sheep. They don't care for the sheep. And they won't lay down their life for the sheep. They won't suffer. I tell you, they'll leave. They will go on because the fact that's what they're after. But the shepherd of the sheep, that's the Lord Jesus. He's the door. And I tell you, He's the shepherd. And we desire, we that are saved, to hear His voice. And when we hear it, we follow it. That's our desire. That's our nature now. Our nature's been changed. We have a sheep's nature. And we have an ear. And we have a heart to hear the shepherd, our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus. We want to hear His voice. Like this song said, in every line. And I tell you, that's when you say you love the Word of God. You want to live for God. And I tell you today, so many people are being counterfeited. Some hirelings told them, all you got to do is believe. All you got to do is repeat this prayer. And you're saved. I tell you, but if you don't pray a prayer of a true repentance, if you're not really broke, and you're not really sorrowful, and you're not really contrite, and the Holy Spirit really dealt with your heart so strongly, I tell you, you didn't get saved. You went through the motions of religion. You went through the formality of religion, and you've done what they said. You've repeated a prayer. You joined a church, and you got baptized into the water, but you're still a lost sinner. You're a lost sinner if you never come to the point where your heart was broke, and you were sorrowful, and you called on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you repented. You were sorry that you have sinned against God, and you wanted to be saved. And you gave up your life that you may have life and have it more abundantly. The Bible says if any man does not forsake his way, if he don't deny himself and pick up his cross, he's not worthy to be a disciple. He talked about that, but he also talked about that he that seeketh to save his life shall lose it, but he that loses his life shall find it. He's talking about you got to die to self, die to sin. You got to die to sin. Now Jesus died for sin. We got to die to sin. We got to die to it. We want to be delivered out of it. We want to forsake it. You see, sin is greater than we are, and we can't handle sin. And so we have to come to the one that can forgive sin, and we ask Him to forgive us and be willing to forsake those sins, be willing to forsake that life, and be willing to serve God and to live for God and to get out and win souls and do the work and ask God to have mercy upon you, sinner, and save you and forgive you. If you'll do that, I promise you, He will save you just like you are. He'll save you with all, no matter what you in, all the dope and all the alcohol and any type of sin that you're engaging in that's got you bound up, that you're enslaved to. He will deliver you. He will take it out of you. I know what I'm talking about today. He did it for me. He's did it for some others that I know that were drug addicts and were bound up with dope. But He delivered them and brought them out of sin. And He'll bring you out of sin. And He'll put something inside of you. He'll make you a new creature. Old things pass away, but all things become new. And I've come to tell you today, there's hope for you. I tell you, He can make you free. He'll set you free today. I tell you, that's not what He does. And I tell you today, you're bound up. You're in bondage. I tell you, you got the chains of sin upon your ankles and your hands, and you're bound. And I tell you, you're hell bound. And the devil's got his hand, and he's got you. And I tell you, the only hope you have is to pray and to repent. And that God will deliver you. He'll break off those bonds of sin. He'll break off the chains, and he'll give you life, and you'll be free. And the Bible said, the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. But my time's quickly coming and going today. But my prayer to God is, get somewhere by yourself. Get somewhere. And don't worry about who hears you. If you have to cry out loud, cry out loud. And ask God to have mercy upon you. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of sin. I'm tired of living this life of a sinner, a defeated life. And I want to be saved. You come to Him like that and really mean it. He'll save you. And I tell you, He'll make you a new creature in Christ. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name. And amen.